Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Bava Metzia, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Hamafkin Mois, if someone deposits money, Eitzel Shulchani. A Shulchani, as we explained, is a money changer. He sits by a desk, he changes bigger coins to smaller coins to bigger coins. This person goes over to the Shulchani and says, Reb Shulchani, can you please watch this money for me? I need to go someplace, I need a place to keep the money, I'll be back like in 2 weeks. Or whatever he said. And the Shulchani says, sure, no problem, leave it here. What does that mean? Does that mean that the Bialim intended for the Shulchani to use this money? Because he's always in need of coins going back and forth, but when he comes, he'll give him back that same amount of money? Or did it mean, no, just keep an eye on it, but don't touch it? Zakta the Mishnah. If the Mafkid, again, who's the Mafkid? The one who deposits the money. If the Mafkid, the owner of the money, Tzirudin, gave him the money tied up, and it was sealed, not stamp tied, it was tied and sealed, or it was tied with a special knot. Lo yishtamish bem. Obviously, by tying it this way, he meant to say, just keep it here, but please don't touch it. Please don't open it. So is that good for the Shulchani or not? Well, it's not because he can't use the money. But it's good if something goes wrong. Lefikach, therefore, im avdu, if the money is lost, einoi chayiv, the Shulchani, is not chayiv ba'achriyas. In other words, he's not responsible for it. As long as he's not a pesheya, as long as he's not outright negligent, if it was stamped, stolen, or lost, he says, look, I'm a shemichinam, and a shemichinam is pater aganeva v'aveda. However, mutarin, if the mafkid gave him the money when it wasn't tied up, or, as explained over here, you can open a gemara and look in Taisis that discusses it, there wasn't a special seal or an extra special knot. But then it was tied up, like just to keep it together. They used to keep their money in wrapped up cloths. So we assume that it was the intent of the mafkid, the one who gave him the money was always thinking, yeah, sure you can use it. I don't care if the shulchan uses it, as long as I get back the same amount of money when they come to pick it up. So therefore, yishtamish behen. It's mutter for the shulchani to use the money. The downside is, lefikach, but therefore, imavdu, if now it's going to be lost, chayiv, bachriyasin, he is responsible. Because being that he's allowed to use the money, he's automatically upgraded from a shomer chinam to a shomer sacher. And a shomer sacher is chayiv and geneva v'aveda. Shomer sacher is only potter and oinus. Now here's the catch. Let's say he never actually used the money. Says the Batanura, he's still a shomer sacher. He knows that he could use the money. The mere fact that you have money at your disposal that you know you can use if you need it, that within itself is getting paid. That makes a person feel good. Emmele is chayav an ganeva v'aveda. Now what happens if an oinus takes place? Oinus would be listed as what if a robber comes with a gun and says, give me the money, or a sword? Says the Batanura, then it would depend if he actually used the money or not, because that's an oinus. So if he had the right to use the money, but he never used it, then he's a shemesacher. Shemesacher is patra ninus. But if he really did use the money, then he becomes a shoyl. Or really, when it comes to money, the term is he becomes a loiva. But it's the same thing. He's borrowing the money. He's actually borrowing the money. Then he's chayiv even on ninus. Now, lemaisa, we're saying that even though the balabas of the money never told him, and go ahead and use the money, no problem. He never said that. But certain things just make sense. You're giving it to someone that's constantly using money, and you didn't make an effort of sealing it, so that's what you probably meant. Here, I know you always need money, so do me a favor, hold on to it. When I need it, I'll come and pick it up. However, Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Eitzel Balabayis. What if I knock on the door of my friend who's a regular Balabas? He's not a Shulchan, he's not a money changer. And I say, can you watch the money? Bein Tzrudin, whether it's tied the way we explained it before. Ubein Metarma, whether it's open, lo yishtamish ben. Then the shomer has no right to use the money. Why should I think he's allowing me to use the money unless he said so? Lefikach, therefore, im avdu, if the money is lost, ein echayv, the nifkar is not chayv because he's clearly a shomer chinam. Therefore, ein echayv bachruyosan, he's not responsible. He has no hanah from this money. You see, whenever you have hanah from something, there's a price to pay. If you have hanah, you become a shomer sacher. Doesn't mean it's a bad price, but your responsibility changes. No hanah, you're a shomer chinam. You're chayv on a pshia, but if it's not negligence, you're not chayv. Now, what happens if chenveni gave it to a shopkeeper? Let's understand this. You give it to a money changer, it's almost obvious you mean for him to use it, unless you made an effort of sealing it. Give it to Stamba Balabayas, it's almost obvious you don't intend for him to use it, even if it's open. If you give it to a shopkeeper, you can argue it both ways. On the one hand, you know, a shopkeeper also needs money. Someone comes in. He wants to buy a certain merchandise so he can sell it later. So maybe he should have a din of a shulchani. If you give it to a shopkeeper, it's assumed you're giving it to him to use the money. On the other hand, a shopkeeper's not like a money changer. It's not like his business is money. You know, a shopkeeper, maybe he buys on credit. And people come in and they buy. He doesn't have to give them back change. He doesn't need money the way a money changer does. So what's done with the chenveni? So we have a machlokes. Chenveni kebalabais, divri Reb Meir. Reb Meir says, even though sometimes he may need money, more so than a regular balabas, but in regard to this din, he has a din of a balabais, unless the owner said you can use the money, he cannot use it, even if he gave it to him totally untied. Rabbi Yehuda says, chenveni kishulchani. You give it to a shopkeeper, you know he probably needs money. And therefore, what's the halacha with the shulchani? So like we said before, if it's tzrur and if it comes tied and you made an extra effort to tie it, that shows, no, but I don't want you to use it. But if it's open, he can use it. Okay, so let's chazer over. Money that is tied and sealed, or sealed with a special kind of a kesher, no one's allowed to use it. Doesn't make a difference who you are. Clearly the balabas is making a statement. Thank you for watching it for me, but don't use this money. Money that's open, so there are three possibilities. If I'm giving it to a shulchani, a money changer, he can use it. If I'm giving it to a shopkeeper, it's a machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. Reb Meir says he can't, Reb Yehuda says he can. If I'm giving it to a regular balabas, you cannot use it, even if it's open, unless he told you. He told you to watch it, not to use it. And whenever it's mutter to use it, even if you didn't use it yet, you already are upgraded to a Shomer Sacher and you're chayiv on Geneva Vaveda. And if you actually use it, then you're upgraded to a Shoyel and you're chayiv even on Oynes.